Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ihambe njalo ke I three songs in a row. Usheli Caesar uthi he is working it out for wena mzalwane ngathatha no Bishop Benjamin Dube ethi ngiyakuthanda moya ongcwele. Lucas Maloma uthi mathateng abuphilo ngiyathemba ke we thokozele zisonke isikhathi ke manje sithi 5:30 after 3 o'clock ngikanye no coach Vincent shichunge
you're winning, you're coming all right,
but yeah ngiza kahle yeah ubhale incwadi enhle labazalwane incwadi ukuthi wonke umuntu nje ngingathanda ukuthi siyithole angithi mesila ekhaya sithi singumngane sithi singumsizi ya so lencwadi ingakusiza kakhulu especially uma mhlambe empilweni kunezinye izinto ungayi understand ukuthi mara what is happening ngami what is happening mhlambe ngomlingani wakho ithole lencwadi and then is ukukhona nje izinto ongayifunda kuyona i-title lencwadi Broken Men and Women That Love Them. Coach Sawubona.
Mama.
Unjani?
Hayi ngi right njani?
Ngiyaphila nami.
Siyabonga.
Hey, uyazi last week ngenze iphutha ne?
Angizange
ngithi nje zi introduce. Like sikwazi a little bit ukuthi ubani u coach Vince like uzalelwe kuphi and wenzani like I background yakho nje
okay
yeah
thank you very much and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit I welcome you on our second session I am Vincent Nhlayisi I go by the name of coach Vince Shitsunge I am a life coach your marriage and relationship coach. I was born in Giani. I grew up in Koankoa in a family of five. My mother gave birth to five great men. We lost two of them, the firstborn and the secondborn. And I'm left with two great brothers, Chris and Given, that I love and adore so much. It is a blessing to have them in my life. I am a husband and a father, and if and when you think you have come to your cul-de-sac of life, I am the right person. If you need to talk to someone, if you want to vent, if you want to heal, if you want to forgive, because about forgiveness, let me say this, you need to forgive the person, forgive what they did to you.
Yeah.
Forgive how many times they did it, and also forgive how they did it. Yeah. Then you will heal.
Amen.
Then you will heal.
Mina ngikuzwa kahle.
Yes, mama.
Ngikuzwa kahle, coach. No, siyabonga ukuthi ke sikwazi coach and njoba usho ukuthi uzibalile zonke lezi ukuthi you are the right person.
Yes,
abangeza kuyena bazo confide bazo baphatha ama tissue bakhale. You know nje konke lokho.
Sometimes and even laugh about what we're going through.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it is good sometimes to laugh about what you're going through.
Yes.
What you went through, what you conquered.
Yeah.
What you almost committed suicide because of.
Yeah.
Ngiyakhumbula mina ngifuna ukuzibulala because of this girl, ne?
Yeah.
Well, one day ngahlangana naye e Park Station e Joburg. She was big, she was huge. Yo ngangena e bathroom ngahleka. But yo, I wanted to kill myself because of this. And the person next door at, hey, are you okay, Baba? And I was laughing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you must laugh about the things that we went through.
Yes.
Things that we conquered.
Yeah.
Things that we didn't allow to destroy us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And enye indlela ebonisayo ukuthi uyahila.
Uyahila.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Uyahila. Because I don't know, to those who committed suicide, unfortunately, they didn't come back and tell us. But I tried several times. I did not die. Wow. And that's why I am here.
Yeah.
So I call myself a voice from the graveyard.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm speaking to those who have lost hope, those in despair,
yeah.
those who don't believe that they can love and be loved again.
Yeah.
I believe in love. I believe in relationship. I believe in marriage. I believe in life.
Yeah.
After brokenness.
Amen.
That's why I wrote this book, Broken Men and the Women That Love Them.
Hmm. Okay, coach. Sizoqhubeka ke si review le ncwadi ithi ngindlule ngala.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
AM, your daily companion.
Broken men and women that love them. Incwadi ke esiqhubeka sibuka namuhla ebhale ngo coach Vince. So mfundisi wami, if I may ask, ne,
ma'am,
who are broken more, men or women?
Today I will say women are more broken than men. Because one man can break the heart of five women minimum in a month.
Okay.
So one man has broken the hearts of many women. So today, women hate men, despise men. Remember, what you hate, you become. So if you hate a broken man, you become a broken woman. If you despise a broken man, you become a broken woman.
Yeah.
You become what you are and what you hate and what you despise. So we have a lot of broken women because of broken men.
So it's true, Ugoti, you attract what you are.
It's very true.
Wow.
You don't attract what you want.
Okay.
You attract who you are.
Okay.
Omunye umntwana ngibuza, coach, why am I attracting married men?
Hmm.
I'm beautiful, I love God, but only married men are proposing me. And I ask her, who is your father? And she said, coach, I don't know my father. And one day, after 2-3 years, she sent me a message. I have met my father at this party where I was a program director. Coach, this man goes after young girls. You see, the spirit Salubaba, it's in her. She hated him for not being there while she grew up.
Yeah.
And because of that hatred, she attracted men that are like her father. So, in most cases, we deal with the fruits.
Yeah.
With what is happening. We don't deal with the root cause.
Yeah.
So, anything, even if I have relocated from Kwankua, that is in Tzaneen, I'm in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Anything that I ran away from and I did not conquer back home, it will torment me here in the city.
Yeah.
So many people think changing the environment will change their lives. It is getting to the root cause. What is happening in your family? What happened to your parents when it comes to marriage? You need to deal with such things even before you get married.
Yeah.
Because it is possible to get married to a good man only to find that you were not raised by a good man. And you got married to run away from that which you don't like, that which you despise and hate.
Yeah.
Only to attract a man who will get married to the spirits that you are bringing from home. That is why we've got a lot of difficulties, a lot of challenges. And abantu abaningi, when I talk to them, when we start visiting abazali, and we find that, no, man, there is something similar kulomfana kulendoda that happened ekhaya to my mother, and now it is happening to me. That is why many people don't talk about these things. They are afraid. They don't want to expose their families. They are crying in silence, and they are going through this thing. They don't even know what to do and how to deal with it. And you end up developing, you end up developing, and the listeners, what we call the brain negative or the brain deceptive messages.
Yeah.
That brain deceptive message, that negative thing, which conquers or overpowers your mind. Remember, you are the product of your thoughts.
Yeah.
So once the brain deceptive message takes over your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you start to suffer. Because you don't think, you only remember.
Yeah.
You will never live in the now and be peaceful.
Yeah.
In a place of tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
You only live in the past. And I always tell people that, did you know that your past is the only future for the devil?
Sure.
And God's past is our future.
Yeah.
And it is in the now.
Yeah.
Now faith is. So once you don't live in the present, you live in the past.
Mm.
Even if there are good things set on your table of life, you will not see it.
Mm. Mm.
Because of the brain deceptive message.
Mm.
Even if when a guy comes and say, I love you, when you remember all the people who disappointed you.
Yeah.
Even when someone says, I want to marry you, you remember all the people who dumped you.
Mm.
That is the brain deceptive message. Even if you get a job, you look at yourself with eye. Many people are losing their jobs. You lose your job even before they hire you because of the brain deceptive message. Uthi, this brain deceptive message, I abota izinto. And we've got a lot of people coming from church today, but they are suffering from brain deceptive message. And what does it lead us, my sister and our listeners? It leads us to becoming narcissist. People who only live for themselves. People who only want people to serve them. People who are selfish. People who enjoys when another person suffers. Because they live only in the past.
Yeah.
So these people are very dangerous. In my book, I wrote that narcissistic tendencies drive the always right type to prioritize their own perspective above all else. And we also have pastors.
Yeah.
We have leaders.
Yeah.
Fathers and mothers, parents.
Mm.
Because lento leyabu narcissist, it is cooked within the family.
Yes.
What happens in the family? Number one, abazali, baba na too much adoration to that boy child or that girl child.
Mm.
Too much adoration is dangerous. Because in that developer, ukuthi, when other people, maybe at school, in a workplace, or in a relationship, don't adore the person the way the parents adored him or her, uba a narcissist. Because uti, laba and tulaba are dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Because they are not giving me what my parents gave me.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how much you love your child. Don't give your child too much adoration.
Yeah.
Number two, it is too much criticism.
Hmm.
I'm a narcissist abafuni ukuba criticize.
Yeah.
You criticize them, they can go as far as killing you.
Mm.
You tell them who they are. Because most of them, they are still searching. The search is on. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they are coming from. They don't know where they are going.
Mm.
They don't know when are they going to get there.
Yeah.
So because of that, they take you and enslave you.
Mm.
Number three, they suffer from low self-esteem. How many men Bahle, have you met? How many women, how many leaders, how many great people who are leading like dwarfs? How many leaders who are followers on the inside because they suffered in their childhood? How I wish and pray, ladies and gentlemen, that we face this thing head on. I know that you are successful, you are intelligent, you are educated, but I want to help you to become a learned man, a learned woman who wants to face reality so that you will raise children. I like what Pam Liu said. Let us raise children who need not or who won't have to recover from their childhood. But some of us were recovering from our childhood.
Yeah.
We grew up rejected. We grew up in pain. We grew up without fatherly affection. We grew up thinking that our mothers don't love us. So now, even when a woman says, I love you, we don't believe you.
True.
And we have a funny way of accepting, and we are suffering from something that maybe can even destroy you. Let me say something which is neurobiology. Neurobiology is something that is a connection. It is a connection between the brain, behavior, and what? Thinking. So, remember we spoke about brain deceptive message. So, when you suffer from neurobiology, you are suffering from these things that are connected in you. You don't have power or control over. We were all born empty in the brain. But the things that we have put, has turned us into something that we are not. So we have a lot of people, like I said, who look good, beautiful, great on the outside. But inside, they are as good as dead. They are buried alive. There is a child in them longing to be loved. Longing to be. That is why this type of people, no longer benzelaini, it's not enough. Because bonabacabanga kuti, I am not enough. And if you are listening to us, we want to befriend you. You are more than enough. Life is worth living. You are important. You are powerful. There is grace to excel upon your life. Once you study your man or your woman, you ask a question between men and women. If a man, ki woman, babaling more broken. One man, I know. One man, akaroba dipilo tsa basadi ba bangata. And what happens? Basadi ba le ba dirang, ba roba dipilo tsa bana.
Ish.
We've got a lot of broken children.
So if I may ask them, is it wise to get into a relationship with a broken person? Angithi kuthiwa umuntu akalahlwa. Uba in a relationship with this person and then uyawabona ama red flags. Ukuthi hey ngathi kukhona ukushaya amanzi lana. But especially thina women, esikhathini esiningi yithina senza lokho. Then bese uthi hayi ngizomsupporta, ngizomlungisa, uyabona abe yilo muntu engifuna ukuthi abe nguyena. So is it wise to get into a relationship and uabona ama red flags? Bese uthi hayi sizodila nayo. We will cross that bridge
when we get there.
Yes.
It is not wise at all. It is not wise because many women baziphendule ama hospital. Where they nurse and take care of broken men. Bana this thing yakuthi I will fix him.
I will pop the builder.
Now fix a park station, I will fix him. Only to find kuti if yena uze kuwe leaping ngo the right leg when uzokuyekela in a wheelchair. Because broken men only heals when they hurt other people. Unless if they come and say, I am broken, I need help, I want to heal. Most of them, because of money, cars, labels, the type of jobs they are doing, business, they don't think that they need healing. But kabang kutiba right. Remember, when you are broken, it is your new, it is the new you. You have accepted who you are and what you are doing. You even know how to blame other people for your wrongs.
Mm.
So, if you're going to accept a broken man in your life, you must get ready to be broken.
Hmm.
You must get ready to be broken.
Uyazi sisakhuluma le ndaba as you know ukuthi kunale story esitrendayo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who oye wa commit suicide.
Yes.
After ukuthi abulale the girlfriend and then akhuluma indaba ukuthi umbulala ngoba the girlfriend umchitele. And okubhlungu ukuthi this guy what he did umbulele lo sisi maqeda wamfaka emotweni wahamba naye and then wamdropa emnyango walomuntu lo athi umchitele ngaye wabhala ne note. So umuntu owenza kanje I think more than being broken, I don't know ukuthi ngingathini. Coach,
sometimes si checka nokuthi lo muntu ukhule ku environment enjani. Ukhuliswe kanjani? And it is possible to have good parents and still become a narcissist. Because of the environment you were raised in. Lo muntu lo, if we were to talk about him, may his soul rest in peace, or many people who are like him. These are people who want something out of life. And in order for them to get it, they don't want to work for it. They look for people who have it.
Obanga mateika.
Yes, they are mateika. They are blood suckers.
Yeah.
But pila ngabantu abayi. And it is possible to do it. You find that you are a handsome man like that guy. And you know ukuthi women are looking for someone like you. Because abafazi bayabhala phela. Ngifuna uthole and handsome.
Yeah.
J. So when they find such a man, to women it is gold. But yena is dust. You will only realize later kuthi ayikho igold la.
Yo.
So people like that, it's either their upbringing or they were hurt by women or they developed that brain in them. And say, if I can live like this, I can achieve 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I once had a session with a young man who killed his girlfriend, and he said to me, Coach, I saw my father killing my mother, and I was 7. So when I looked at that, and my father did not see me, but I saw him killing my mother, and this thing, this anger grew with me. So when I killed my girlfriend, I felt like I am a hero. Because when I look at my father, I see a hero. I see a powerful man.
Yeah.
So when I killed my girlfriend, I was like, yes, now I am a hero. I am like my father. Remember, children, you need to understand this. Children don't do what we tell them to do. They do what they see us doing. To them, it is normal.
Yeah.
Whatever you do as a parent in front of your child thinks it is normal. And uzoyenza naye.
Yeah. Because umuntu amtrustayo
empilweni. Umuntu amtrustayo.
Yeah. And umuntu abukela kuye.
Yes.
So that is why bathi abantwana aba bafunda lokho abakubonayo than lokho okushoyo
ngomlomo. Exactly.
Yes.
So it is very important. You might find that this person ube anama narcissistic personality disorder. Already that is a sickness.
Yeah.
Uyagula lo muntu.
Yeah.
It does not matter what we are saying to blame him or whatever we are sending or whatever we are saying. If bakhona abanye who are like him, as we talk about it, we empower them.
Hmm.
Bayabona ukuthi, oh, okay. So, lo, uyenzile. That's why if you hear about these type of things, you start hearing about it in different locations, different places.
Yeah.
Because abanye uma bayibona but yeah, so kusho ukuthi lento le i right. Because as men, we are looking for someone to mentor us. Whether that person meet with us or not. We are looking for someone who is great. And that word great, it depends ukuthi wenza ni lo muntu. Even if wenza something a wrong, we just want to learn. I want to become like lo muntu lo. I want to be known.
Yeah.
Okhule umntwana I ignored. Okhule umntwana I rejected, neglected. At I want to do something. Yokuthi abantu bazokhuluma ngami.
And you know, sisakhuluma ngaye this guy because kuna this lady sokuthi beka involved nabo. She said one thing okuthi it is very profound ukuthi this guy uye wagcwalisa ingqondo yakhe.
Yeah.
Ngezinto lezi ayigcwalisa engqondweni yakhe. I think maybe yena he's this person okuthi wherever la hamba khona ufuna ukubonwa.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yes.
And manje lento akakhona ukuyithola. So now usebenzisa labosisi ukuthi ayithole lento and then azokwazi ukuthi abe yilo muntu lo afuna ukuthi abe huye.
True.
But into ebuhlungu ukuthi ubazwisa ubuhlungu and then yena because ugijimise lento akaboni ukuthi mara what I'm doing is wrong. And wakhuluma into ukuthi you know as this guy agcwalise engqondweni yakhe ukuthi this is the life and ufuna nale attention khona manje he's no more but still sisakhuluma ngaye because yinto vela bekayifuna
he's no more his spirit
says
a call that's why we are discussing what he did if maybe ube asibona now he's busy enjoying clapping I made it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Remember, a person in pain communicates pain.
Yeah.
That is why it is recorded, it's there in the Bible, where a man by the name of Jabez made a prayer.
Yeah.
Because Jabez means pain. Ube afuna uNkulunkulu to deliver him.
Yeah.
And we still have a lot of people who are like this man. It's just that bona bayenza by quiet. Bayenza under the anointing. Basa yenza lento le. It's like when you read, every time I read about narcissist, I see myself there. I didn't know. If you read about it, you can feel that no man. There is something that I'm doing that is not right as a partner. There's something that I'm doing that is not right as a leader. There's something that I'm doing that is not right as a parent.
Yeah.
But people abafundi. People abas develop. Abayenzi personal development.
Yeah.
People don't want to work on themselves.
Yeah.
As long as, if it is bazalwane, as long as they go to church and pray. If our band book sebenza, as long as tomorrow they go to work, month end they get paid. They don't work on themselves. And that on its own can destroy you. One day my son, it is his birthday today, turning 15, Misho. Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday, son.
He said to me, Daddy, how old are you? By then I was 39. And I said, I am 39. And I was coming from a session, tired. And he laughed. And he said, Daddy, I ask you a question. How old are you? This time I was getting annoyed. Misho, I told you I am 39. And he just smiled and looked away. And he said, okay, Daddy, let me help you. Vincent is 39. I think by then he was... was it 9 or 10? Vincent is 39. But my father is my age.
Wow.
I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you know. If you want me to understand you as a parent, become my age.
I get it.
Because as parents, sometimes we went through a lot. Kuningi, like we said last week. So we want to parent our children using our experience. And from that day, I decided to become his age.
Wow.
When I talk to him.
Yeah.
That can also heal a child.
Abanye
abazali ba overprotective. That's why narcissists like that man. Ba overprotective. Abafuni info yabo iphume. Abafuni abantu abanye bayaze who they are. They are hiding behind ubu handsome. They hide behind the power. They hide behind money. They hide behind lies. Because once you become like that, I don't know, usatana ukunikeza a gift. That gift will make people to believe you.
Yes.
You will manipulate them. After manipulating them, you dominate them. And then you control them. That on its own is witchcraft.
Yeah. So, Coach, kunama, hey, iskatset nasi nasesia kichim. Okay, kunama, WhatsApps lana ne?
Yes.
Uti great program, Sister Bahle and Pastor, Coach Vincent. I have two sisters who don't speak to each other. The one was hurt. The other sister takes the hurt very lightly. We have prayed and we need help. God richly bless you and families. Umam Thokozile. And kunenye la I voice note asilalele nayo before sizophendula labo sisters.
Okay.
Sanibonani sisibahle.
Hello ma.
Sisibahle.
Siyaphila.
Bangisacela ukuza ukuthi ubaba umfundisi Themba Mkwena. So ngena ngubani isikhathi?
Oh, okay.
Ngabe Monday asamthuli. Ngiyabonga bahle, ngiyaxolisa ukubuza. Kule hlelo leli, thank you bahle.
Oh, okay ma. All right, umfundisi Themba Mkwena usathathe ikhefu elincane uzobuya futhi. Yingakho kwamanje kungene u Bishop S.A. Duma kodwa uzobuya yena nizophinda nimuze futhi ngama Mondays. Okay, siyabonga mama. Mfundisi, hey, in a minute nje singakwazi ukuthi sibaphendule abo sisters.
Thank you Sisi Thokozile. There is something that I always tell ama family ukuthi Jesus said the enemies your enemies are the people of your own household. So this spirit is hovering in each and every family. Yokwenza ukuthi ama sisters, ama brothers, ama siblings balwe. You must avoid it. Continue and pray. It is a spirit that must be dealt with. Continue and pray for them. As you pray for them, uNkulunkulu zo release ama solutions.
Yeah.
But if you need to talk about it, because it is good for them to be heard, most especially lo tiena angaboni a mistake.
We tata light. Yeah.
It is very important ukumbonisa ukuthi tina as people as fani. It is very important ukabangela the next person.
Yeah.
What hurts you might not hurt me.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that I must hurt you because it does not hurt me.
Yeah.
So it is very important, Mama Thokozile, ukuthi you seek help, seek therapy if need be. Uthole help for your sisters. God bless you.
And if possible, abathathe boyithu, mhlambe yena usiso mdala ababeke phansi.
Yes.
And then bayikhulume and then ambonise nalo oyithatha lightly. Ukuthi you know when we thatha kancane lento and then lo yena we thatha serious.
Yeah.
Because ayikho into engalunga ngaphandle kokuthi nihlale phansi nikhulume. Yes.
And we must always remember that we are coming from different schools of thoughts.
Yes.
We might be sisters or brothers, but we are coming from different schools of thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Ithingi indlule ngalama senior bese ke ushiyela icontact yakho coach.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Coach, ngizocela futhi ne.
Ma'am.
Ukuthi ubuye next week. Futhi
ngoba I'll be here.
Today sibene isikhathi esincane, angifika ngalabo engifuna ukuthi sifike khona.
Okay.
Kunento important la engithanda ukuthi kuyibonise abomama ne. Indaba yokuthi uidentifya kanjani a broken man.
Yeah.
Ne? Iziphi impawu okumele uyibuke and how to deal nalama lezinto lezi uma we identify abanye mhlambe izothi sikhuluma next week and then kube ukuthi that's when abone ukuthi okay oh lo muntu lo benga understand ukuthi kwenzakalani ngaye so now ngimzwile u coach ngiyabona manje ukuthi okay he's a broken man and then i way forward iyiphi uma kukanje omunye mhlambe sekangaphakathi emshadweni and you know ukuthi it's difficult ekutheni mongaphakathi emshadweni bese uyayiqaphela izinyo izinto bese uyavuka kusasa ukuthi ngiyofaka divorce you know especially mokhona
abantwana
yes so ngicela ukuthi next week uma sizoyivala sibuke lezi zinto ne how to identify a broken man and then bese siyabuka futhi uma kuza othandweni ukuthi ngabe a broken man uthanda ngendlela a different yini yes akube ilama point la I2 esizowabuka next week thank you so much coach and then utholakala kuphi
thank you so much sis Bahle and all the listeners ngitholakala ku 081 598 4934 081 598 4934 If you can send me a message, WhatsApp or call me, I'll be available to serve, waiting for you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
And nencwadi bazalwane SS ngisho ngathi kumele sifunde lencwadi. Kuyona leyo number uyamthola ke u coach Vince and then na ku social media ngithi ukhona?
Ya ku social media ku Facebook.
Yeah.
Coach Vince Shitsunge.
Okay.
Yes.
Instagram, TikTok. Oh, I'll go TikTok.
Sibantu abadala sendleleni, we are coming all right. Isinto is taking shape.
Ngena ku TikTok mfundisi.
Ngizongena
ku TikTok please.
Ngizongena mama. Ngimsile.
Siyabonga sohlangana futhi evikini elizayo.
Okay baba, thank you and God bless you.
God bless you too. Yeah, isigaba sokugcina ke lesi njengoba selishayile elesine ihora. Kulesi sigaba sizoba ne discussion kanye no Pastor Joe, Solwane kanye no mama o Pastor Mahlaku Solwane. Today sizobuka laba zalwane ukuthi ngabe indlela esiphilayo iexample enhle ngendlela esikhuluma ngayo iexample enhle esibekayo kubantu yini o kureflector uNkulunkulu ngendlela e right yini so indaba yethu ke sizoyibuka from incwadini ka 1 Timothy 4:12 asithi mighty rushing wind ne halal Africa bafichara lam o Dr. Dumim
be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.